This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your home is going into foreclosure, and you feel like a financial wreck. You don't know where to turn for accurate information. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagne. Let's talk about some legal options. If we work quickly, we can propose a plan to save your home, modify the loan, or in many cases, even eliminate your second mortgage. The consultation is free. I've helped hundreds of people just like you make informed decisions about whether to save their home or exit it on a reasonable, organized timeline. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. We got our Loud and Local Band of the Week. This week, it's Karmic Unrest. Our Loud and Local Band of the Week, Karmic Unrest. You want to find out where they're playing, how you can get their music?
See them tonight over at the High Dive. They're playing with 10 Miles Wide. That's going to be a great show. Nice. And also Shane Banger. See Karmic Unrest at the High Dive tonight. Plus, they have some new music coming out very soon.
And don't forget, Sunday nights at 8 o'clock. That's right, brand new time, 8 o'clock, Loud and Local. You love local music? 2 big hours of great bands from the Pacific Northwest. Bands like Karmic Unrest.
Friday, everyone. I don't know what the weather's going to do, but
rain.
Rain. Okay.
Rain.
Well, thanks for that, Steve. Yeah. And yeah, the end.
Wow. Good for you, buddy. You're more excited about like Tuesdays where you can get tacos, really, than you are about this Friday. I don't know why.
Tacos are amazing and awesome.
Yeah.
And actually, people, I got a text message that say we should talk about how Monday is now the Taco Tuesday Eve.
Really?
Yeah.
Who said one person?
Yeah, one person did.
Yeah,
he
we're not doing
himself.
That. Yeah. We're not doing that.
Spoiler alert, you can have tacos any day of the week.
This is true.
So Friday could be a taco day.
Spoiler alert.
Doesn't flow so well.
Is an idiot.
Mm. Wow. Wow, that was rude.
Friday is the day to enjoy French fries, of course.
Yes, because it's Friday or stir fry.
Stir Friday?
Oh, no, we're not doing that. That's been a while since we've been at Stir Friday.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, I don't know.
I know.
Oh, no.
Well, I do.
Bring it back an original.
Original something.
You know that I do, Steve.
I do love the fried rice.
Oh, yeah, noodles.
Chow mein is delicious.
That's a classic.
Yeah. All right, let's get to our contestant today. We've got Kevin in Bremerton. Kevin, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Excellent. What's he playing for today?
Tickets to see Billy Gardell doing his comedy over at the Emerald Queen Casino on November 16th. Go to KISW.com for all the details. You want to see Billy Gardell? Get your tickets now. Ticketmaster.com.
All right, Steve, get out of here.
Get out of there.
For those playing at home, Kevin will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. Kevin, you can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Oh, yeah!
Nice. In Disney's Pinocchio, what animal does Pinocchio get trapped inside?
Whale.
Yes. The flag of Indonesia is red and what other color?
Pass.
The saber and foil are both used in what Olympic event?
Can you repeat that?
The saber and foil are both used in what Olympic event?
Curling.
No.
Pass.
In Greek mythology, who fell in love with his shadow?
Wow. I don't know. Hermes?
No.
Pass.
Blue laws are designed to prohibit activities on which day of the week?
Friday.
No.
Wednesday.
No.
Tuesday.
No. What does the E stand for in the government group FEMA?
I don't know, Pat.
Uh-oh. Tom Brokaw was an anchor for which network's nightly news?
NBC.
Yeah!
You got that right.
With that one, he gets a deuce. Two correct.
All right. Yep. Dropped the deuce.
Not going to say you're going to lose, but you're going to lose. Yeah. I'm going to say it. Yeah. So, I mean.
Good job, Kevin. You want us to hang up on you so you don't waste your cell service, or you want to hang up? What do you want? It's up to you, buddy. I'll let you make the call.
We'll call you.
No.
Yeah.
All right,
Kevin. We'll call you.
Hang on.
Oh, you're going to hang on?
Hang on. Wow. You never know. It's Friday.
Always hope.
He's always got hope, huh?
It's very Russell Wilson of him. The game's never out of hand.
All right, fine. Steve, are you ready?
Yes!
In Disney's Pinocchio, what animal does Pinocchio get trapped inside?
A frog?
No.
Oh. Whale.
Yes! The flag of Indonesia is red and what other color?
White?
Yes.
Good job.
The saber and foil are both used in what Olympic event?
Fencing.
Yes. In Greek mythology, who fell in love with his shadow?
Shadow Man.
No.
Shadow Man.
No.
Did you say Mike Tyson?
Yes.
Okay, I did.
Shadooey.
No.
Hey, Mr. Shadooey.
Blue laws are designed to prohibit activities on which day of the week?
Saturday?
No.
Sunday?
Yes.
There you go.
What does the E stand for in the government group FEMA?
Eat.
No.
Emergency.
Yes. Tom Brokaw was an anchor for which network's nightly
NBC.
News? Yes.
NBC.
Which band released the 2001 song Click, Click, Boom?
Click, Click, Boom. Is that Saliva?
Yes. What year of the early 60s did Breakfast at Tiffany's come out?
69.
No.
61.
Yes.
Wow.
In the U.S., a pint of milk is equal to how many cups of milk?
Whoa.
Two.
Yes, and Steve,
amazing.
You crushed Kevin.
He's
9 to deuce. He knew.
He hung up.
Yeah, he should have hung up earlier, but I mean, yeah.
Wow, what a day for Steve.
Yeah. I feel a lot of those were guesses that just really worked your way.
Well, yeah, 61 was a total guess.
But I love how you went with 69.
Knowing full well it was early 60s.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
I still had to throw in the 69.
Nice.
It's Friday.
Yeah,
everyone deserves a 69 on Fridays. what was the other one I guessed on?
Probably the red and white one with the flag of Indonesia.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And a pint one, too. I was what was the question again with that?
In the U.S., a pint of milk is equal to how many cups of milk?
And you said two.
Yep.
I figured it wasn't one because why would that even be a question?
16 ounces a pint? Is that what it, I guess that must be what it is. 8 ounces is a cup. That makes sense.
All right,
32
cool.
32 ounces is a quart. Okay.
Yeah, I'm glad you worked that out.
I was confused, but now I'm back. In Greek mythology, who fell in love with his shadow?
Was it Narcissus or something? Like,
yes.
Narcissus.
Narcissus.
Oh. Yeah.
What did you say?
Narcissus.
That's where narcissism
comes from.
Yeah.
Okay.
Narcissus.
Yeah.
Congratulations, Steve. You won with 9 correct.
Word.
Nice going. Good job, Word.
Thank you.
Okay, so guess what? Billy Gardell, you got tickets. Call number 9, 206-421-ROCK. Billy Gardell at the Emerald Queen Casino. Caller number 9, 206-421-ROCK. Congratulations, caller number 9. Good job, man.
Okay, so we know that Netflix is in trouble to some degree because all these other services are coming out. Disney Plus is going to take away from them, and HBO Max, everybody's got their own services. And so Netflix losing their content that they could count on by some of these studios now that the studios are opening up their own streaming apps.
But I feel like as long as they keep cranking out some good original content, they should be okay. They might not be as rich as they once were, but they're going to be still doing okay.
Well, and I think part of it is they're going to start really cracking down on who's paying for it. Like, if they got to get their money back, how are they going to do it? By getting all those freeloaders to actually pay or not watch at all?
You guys are screwed, it sounds like.
Yeah, they're saying, we know that you're sharing our Netflix passwords. And guess what? We are going to do something about it. They're going to do a crackdown. This week, Netflix execs said, quote, they're monitoring accounts they believe that are being shared, and they're looking into, quote, customer-friendly ways of preventing it from happening. Netflix already has built-in constraints. Each account can only have 1 to 4 simultaneous streams, depending on the plan. For example, the standard $12.99 plan is already capped at 2 devices watching at once.
Interesting.
Ooh, I didn't realize that. So, so even if a bunch of you are sharing a password, it doesn't matter, man.
DJ Vicky, Danny Rev.
Yeah, only 2 streams at once, and it's not Netflix. It's another one. And, I mean, what else are they going to do? I mean, if you capped the 2 streams at once, what do they want?
They want money. That's what they want. They want your money.
Why do they allow me to set up, like, more than 2 accounts, though, if I can't stream, you know, more than 2 times?
But they're saying you can't stream at the same time more than 2 devices. But that doesn't mean that, like, you could be watching it right now. Later on, your other account could be watching it.
And when I watch regular TV, you know what? I mean, I can watch it as much as I want, but I guess that's how they're going to do it. I don't know if the Xfinity Stream app does the same thing. Because if you're a subscriber to them, I guess because you pay the cable bill. But, you know, I give the password to Joe, and I let him watch that whenever he wants, and we're cable subscribers.
You know, it's tough working with a bunch of criminals like I have to work with.
Here I am. He's my son. Damn it. Isn't he family?
He doesn't live in the house with you anymore.
Oh, that's what it is. Okay.
Joe, you're going to have to move back in if you want free cable.
Yep. Disney Plus says they're going to have tighter restrictions than Netflix. Disney said they're going to work hard on piracy mitigation and will, quote, implement business rules and techniques to address such issues as unauthorized access and password sharing. Oh, there goes that plan.
That's why we eventually hit the point where we're like, because we used to try and just get the music streaming services where you just get the one account thing. But then after a couple times, you just feeling the music and all of a sudden you can't get on because your wife is on it as well or vice versa. It's like, let's just get the family plan. Yeah. For the extra $3 or $4 a month, I don't have to worry about you using it, at the gym, and I want to use it at this moment because you can only have one person on listening at that moment.
But they're going to know if somebody's not really in your family.
Well, luckily, I'm on the up and up, and it's my wife and I that are sharing.
Oh, you're on the up and up, you are?
Yeah, don't even try and deny it. I don't mess around with these streaming services, man.
Oh,
everything I do is all...
You were never a Napster guy, is that what you're telling me?
I only used Napster once, and that was to get a bunch of bootleg Faith No More live recordings.
All right.
But I never was the person that was stealing music from... I personally was opposed to the idea of stealing somebody's art.
Yeah, and I like to pay for art. It's a tough one for me because I don't know how much these people are making. That's what really has ruined me in life is Shark Tank, because I see how much of a markup there is. And ever since then, now I'm jaded. Like, well, how much are you actually making off of me, or how much do you really need? I'm all about giving somebody a fair profit. Trouble is, there's no such thing as a blue chip fair profit anymore. The stock market just wants 100% return every year, then double it, double, double. And, you know, at some point, something's got to suffer, including content or, in this case, convenience. Where if, you know, look, if I want to get Disney Plus and maybe I don't have enough money because I've also got Hulu and I also have Netflix and I also have YouTube Premium, all these people want me to spend money on their thing. Why can't I buddy up with somebody to go, hey, you and I together will share the password on Disney Plus? And if I'm not maxing out the streams that you're allowed to have, who cares if they live in the house with me or not? It's like, that's what irritates me.
It's funny, though, you're talking like as if this is like a necessity that we need, like water or heat or electricity. You know, you're like, if you don't have enough money to afford these streaming services, I hate to break it to you. Maybe you just don't have these streaming services. It's a luxury.
What are you, crazy? Now you're talking crazy.
I know. Maybe I'm just being an old-fashioned fart or whatever, but like, if you can't afford it, then don't get it. That's just life, man.
We're in FOMO culture, baby. I mean, that's the problem. You have fear of missing out and not being able to participate. You're right, Steve. There was a time where people would
never go see original movies. They would go to the cheap movie cinema. Mm-hmm. That's gone. Nobody does that anymore. I mean, maybe they'll wait for it to come on, you know, on demand like you do. But that's more out of convenience more than trying to save some money, because you're paying more. Do you realize you're paying more for on demand than we used to pay at the cheap cinema, and we used to see it quicker than you do?
Yeah, but I mean, we're talking about, like, things have been marked up over the course of time. Like, you know,
but just, I mean, just in general, you know, that's what I'm saying. It's like, I remember the percentage. It was like really, you know, like 10% off. I mean, it was a 10% of what it normally costs to go see a movie, a full movie price. And now on demand is, well, I don't know, maybe half price. And then, of course, you got multiple people in the room and you don't feel like you're cheating then. You know, when that movie came out, you wanted to bring your wife to see it. You had to pay for her ticket, too. On demand, just one price for as many people in that room.
But I feel like a lot of movie theaters are now kind of catching on and doing $5 Tuesdays or Thursdays, and they're doing or half off tickets. So there's a lot of ways that you can go see movies in theaters just cheaper. There are still
do they do that at night or is that in the day? I didn't know they did $5 Tuesdays.
Day,
at night. Really? $5?
Yeah. Yep, I know they do at Cinnabar on Tuesdays, half off Tuesdays. And I believe Thursdays,
$5
too.
Though? You can see half a movie off, for five?
Yeah. AMC does $5 Tuesdays.
Damn, I didn't realize that.
And I think there's a...
And it's like nighttime? I can go like 8 o'clock at night and see a movie?
I've done it.
Wow.
And they have like $2 or $3 movie theaters, one in Federal Way and one here in like Green or Northgate area.
Yeah.
Like Shoreline.
I wonder how many people are still doing that compared to, like, there were a lot of them when I was growing up. Because nobody, as a matter of fact, you know, Steve, it was funny, in my neighborhood, you were called fancy if you saw a movie, like, when it came out. Like, because we were like, in a poor neighborhood, and so they were just like, oh, look at you, you're going to go see the movie now.
Aren't you fancy?
Aren't you something? I mean, that was always the line.
Well, I was like, oh, eating at McDonald's. Like, once a time where I was like, oh, look at you going out to eat.
Yeah, you're right. you're absolutely right. Man, times are changing. All right, Steve, we know you won't be cheating, but Vicky, Danny, Rev?
Yeah. They're on to you.
Oh, yeah. Rev's
have fun
already
in jail.
See, Danny's already got Disney Plus, and so is Rev. You think they'll let us? Vicky, you think Rev and Danny will let us in?
Zero chance.
Nope.
Come
None.
On.
Nope, buy it yourself.
You know what? Disney owns everything, and they probably will find out a lot faster than Netflix.
Yeah, next you know, Mickey's knocking on your door with handcuffs.
And I am not getting banned from Disneyland, BJ.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, and we know how much Mickey needs that money. I was like, I think the second episode of South Park. Oh, it was so funny when they had Mickey.
Oh, yeah.
Mickey was on that one. Oh, he was talking about trying to make money in China. It was pretty good. Mickey the Gangster was pretty awesome. It is time for Listeners on the Loose. You pick the topic. You guide the show. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. What do you want to talk about? We'll take your calls. We'll take your texts at 917 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. It's Listeners on the Loose, brought to you by Law Tigers. Listeners on the Loose, you pick the topic, you guide the show. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. What would you like to talk about? You know what? Normally we don't care, but hey, during Listeners on the Loose, we do.
We always care.
All right, Steve cares. But now I have to care because it's Listeners on the Loose. So whatever you want to talk about, you have the floor. But even though Steve cares, he does have this rule.
It's a simple rule, and that's to show some energy and bring it. Otherwise, we're going to have to gong you and then say goodbye.
Goodbye, old friend.
Let's go to Wesley. Wesley and Sumner, you are on The Rock.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Not too bad, Wesley. What you got for us today, buddy?
Well, so I drive trucks. I've driven all over the United States, and I just don't get how people disrespect us and want to be on their cell phones and cut us off all the time.
Dude, I don't get it either because you're a very big vehicle, and the last thing I need to do is have you hit me. I don't understand why people don't realize just the law of physics that you're going to crush the hell out of my vehicle.
Right. Well, and what I don't get is they don't know if we're loaded or empty, and actually it's harder to stop when we're empty.
Huh. I don't even want to ask that question because even an empty truck probably can do some serious damage to my vehicle, which is why I'm always going to give you the right of way and pay attention.
I think just in general, people have no regard for anyone on the road. Like the minute you see somebody put their directional on, it's not like I'm asking for an invitation to come over. Like it's like this is to tell you I'm
need
trying
to. Yeah.
Right. And you'll see people just speed up. And I always cringe when I see it happening when someone's driving truck and you see somebody do that. Like, look, I'd like to get home quicker than. You know, sometimes I am getting home, but if a truck has a signal on, I'm going to slow down and let that person in. Plus, it feels cool because I feel like we're like a team effort. Like, I slow down to let them in.
Yeah.
Represent.
Right.
Especially when you give me that little double tap on the lights.
So I deliver for Target. I have been delivering to a Target last night, and I had a lady yell at me that I was taking up dock space.
So you were in the dock space where you're supposed to be, and she's yelling at you, and you're delivering all that wonderful Target goodness. What is wrong with that woman?
I don't know. We get it all the time, and then they're like, oh, well, you guys are just fat, disgusting truck drivers. I'm like, wait a minute. You don't even know who I am. You don't know if I own my own truck, my own company.
You should have called her an ugly lot lizard.
Yeah, that's what you should have done. That's right.
Well, you know what they call a lot lizard with a mattress strapped to their back, right?
To what to their back?
A mattress.
Oh. Oh, I saw a lot lizard with a mattress attached to their back. What do they call them?
Owner-operators.
Owner-operator.
It was a trucker.
Yeah.
It was a trucker joke.
Come on, there you go.
Owns and operates them.
That's
I couldn't hear very well on the phone.
All that wrestling that you do, messes with your ears.
Apparently, yes. That and the drums, actually.
Well, Wesley, I'll tell you, man, I agree with you. And I'm seeing it in all forms of life. I'm seeing it with pedestrians. Dude, when we come downtown, we take lefts and we take rights, and you go around a corner and there are cars parked, so you really can't see completely well. And people just stop in a turn lane and just go, I'm going to get out of the car. And you go, dude, I'm coming right around a corner. I can't see that you're there. And you're stopped in a lane that is not a lane to stop in. It's a turn lane. And so people walking on crosswalks with hoodies on and not looking both ways. And so I come around a corner thinking I can take a right. And there's all of a sudden a guy in the middle of the road, not even knowing I'm around and wearing a dark outfit at night. What is it with people just not paying attention to make sure that they're in flow and in harmony with the flow of traffic? And it's in cars, out of cars.
People are just they're so self-absorbed and they're in their own world that they don't even care.
Yeah,
and that's really what it boils down to.
I hate to say this, but I think that like places like India, and whenever you see any sort of The Amazing Race, and they go to India, you have to be massively aware to be driving and riding and operating that
going
chaos.
I've seen those where it's like everyone's driving in every direction. There's really no sense of lanes or structure.
And yet I think they're more orderly than we are because they're aware and they're paying attention. Like everybody knows what everybody's doing and they understand it better than us who are just clueless, not paying attention at all. What happened to look both ways before crossing? Nobody does that anymore. They go, oh, there's my crossing light as I'm on my phone. Okay, well, you know what? You lose when a car hits you. It doesn't matter if you're right or not. You still lose by getting hit by a car.
Someone says, I drive dump truck, and this guy's 100% correct. I roll around with 105,000 pounds, and people constantly cut me off.
Dude, I mean, I see those dump trucks. There is no way, or cement mixers. I mean, no, you get the whole freeway. What do you want?
Hey, since we're talking about driving, though, yesterday I saw the greatest thing ever when I got off the freeway off of 410.
Did you see me?
No, I didn't see you, but I was stuck at a light, so I was able to grab a picture of it. I've never seen a more awesome thing. You'll appreciate it because it was very superhero-esque.
All right.
There was a guy wearing what was like a weird like tin cap, and he had like one of like those bright green pants with that orange vest and a shield, while also carrying an American flag while walking the streets.
Wow, he's decked out.
This guy F's, man. Wow. Seriously. Like, just check this dude out.
He likes to party.
Yeah. He's having a great time.
Yeah.
Wow. Is that legal? Well, whatever it is, he's a patriot.
See the shield and everything.
Oh, he's got the shield. Wow.
I just found my Halloween costume.
Yeah. I'm not sure who that guy is. He's
not every hero wears capes, but they do wear orange protective vests. And,
yeah, he wants to be seen.
And like some weird aluminum foil hat.
Yeah, that's,
keep yeah, up, that's to keep block the transmissions from the Illuminati.
Yeah, and he's got the shield so that if the aliens try to probe him, he can put that shield in the right place.
He's got a pair of sneakers wrapped around his neck in case those boots that he's wearing don't pan out.
You know, this is
with the American flag going.
With the American flag.
It looks like a little Italian flag as well, so maybe.
French.
I don't know. Or I don't know what the hell it is.
It's a flag.
It's a flag with some colors. It's hard to see.
You didn't watch Fun with Flags with Sheldon a whole lot, did you?
Oh, no, I did. It's just too hard to see, man. It's so little.
Oh, that's all right. I think you're right. I think that's an Italian flag.
Excuse me.
Oh,
it's a good Italian American.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. Is that Italian? No, the Mexican flag has the eagle in it, right, Vicky?
Yeah.
So I think that's an Italian flag. All right, good job, man. Well, and that's in Puyallup?
Yep, that was in Puyallup.
I want to talk to that guy. We've had good luck by throwing like the, you know, just saying, hey, if you know these people, these celebrities, we talked to the dude from 90 Day Fiancé.
Yes.
So how about we talk to Flag Guy?
I'm not exactly sure where he was going. And I don't know if I'd want to be wherever he is when he shows up there.
He's going
he has a shield in his hand.
He's going to the Italian part of America.
Okay.
Maybe he's hiking to Boston.
He could have been going to Mama's Tortini's.
Oh,
nice.
I can't blame him, dude.
That's a good place.
I'd hike there. Yeah, I go to Mama's.
Or maybe he's going to Olive Garden.
Again, cannot argue. He might be the guy that has, you know, the what, he's got that world pass or whatever the heck they give you.
Oh, yeah, the fast pass.
Yeah.
Wasn't it like Pasta Day?
Pasta Day. You're right, it was.
Yeah, see?
It could be Pasta Day, guy.
That's all someone says, I want to see this pic. Here's my question, because I posted and quickly pulled it off, because, like, am I making fun of the guy? I mean, you can't see who he is.
He's out in public. He's how are you making mask. Fun of him? I mean, he wants to be
seen. Because I originally posted, I said, this guy bangs. And I was like, I don't know, man. Am I upsetting him?
Is that a good word?
Yeah, this guy Fs. You know what I mean?
This guy Fs and this guy bangs. I would say this guy rocks. I didn't know you go
Oh,
like
you don't
the
know
guy.
The slang, man.
Fs and bangs means that they're really amazing.
Yeah, it means he's awesome.
Okay. Because, yeah, I don't think that's making fun of the guy if you say he, what is it, he bangs?
Yeah. I'll send it to Vicky. You can do whatever the hell you want.
Bang, bang!
Put it on BJ Biggs' Twitter page.
Here you go, Vicky. Make wallpaper and put it up in your new house.
Yes.
He is the real American hero right there.
I would love to just... That's why I want to talk to him. I want to know, what is your goal? Because he doesn't seem like he's doing anything bad. Whereas, you know, sometimes when I walk to a Mariners game, I do get irritated at the people that, you know, get out there and start, you know, telling me I'm going to hell. I feel like that's not a nice thing
he's
to say.
He's not doing any of that. He's not yelling at anyone.
Yeah, he's just that's why I think...
Walking with pride.
His intentions look good, and he's got the American flag. And, you know, even though our country right now, it's a tough thing, I still am proud to be American. There's a lot of great things about this country. So I like him for that.
And I'm proud to be an American.
I know we have work to do.
I carry a shield and I bang.
I bang and I F. All right, if somebody knows flag banging guy, all right, maybe that's not the way we should put it, but we'd like to talk to him. I'd you know, give him a forum. Maybe he has a positive message, Steve.
And check it out on the BJ and Meeks Twitter page.
Yeah. If you know this guy down in Puyallup area or wherever he is now.
Yeah, I don't know where he was heading. For all I know, he's in Sumner.
Dude, there's a part of me that just thinks, man, to be able just to go on the open road and hike, you know, just to walk. I would get tired, but still, like, that's what he got to do during the day. You were coming home from what, work or doing something?
I was on my way back from work, and actually put me in a good mood.
And that's
man.
What this guy gets
I was
to
like,
do.
All right, this guy's doing what he's doing.
That's fantastic. He doesn't seem to be bothering anybody. I hope he's not bothering anybody. I want it to be a good story.
Hey, so I want to give a shout out to Spokane native Miles Kennedy and his band Alter Bridge, which is the members of Creed with Miles instead of Scott Stapp on vocals.
Oh, that's right.
They have a new album that just came out today called Walk the Sky, and they absolutely kill it. That is definitely on my queue to listen to today. Thank you.
I don't think I realized Miles was from Spokane.
Oh, yeah.
I had no idea.
I think it was a band called the Mayfield Four, if I remember correctly, that he was a part of. Incredible vocalist.
Are we closing in on over 20 years? Is it over 20 years for Alter Bridge?
No.
No?
No.
They formed after Creed, right? That's what we said, after Creed sort of
pretty
had
much.
Problem?
It was the members of Creed without Scott Stapp.
So what are we talking, 10 years?
It's 2004. Close.
Yeah, 15 years.
Okay.
Wow.
It's been that long. I thought so. I thought, like, wow, I've heard from Alter Bridge. Good for Miles Kennedy. Good for, a Washingtonian. Nice.
Plus, they had the best song ever. That was Edge's theme song for when he was wrestling, called Metalingus.
Metalingus was the name. Okay, then.
On this day, I see clearly. Blah, 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 blah. That's how it goes.
You know what? If that is how it goes, it does not sound like a good song. I don't think you're doing it justice.
Oh, it's good.
206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. You know what this is, don't you? Listeners on the Loose. This is where you get to pick the topic. You get to guide the show. We got your calls. We got your texts. At 9:33.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
On The Rock. BJ and Migs. Mornings on The Rock. 99.9 KISW.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. It's Listeners on the Loose. You pick the topic. You guide the show. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999.
Somebody needs some advice.
Relationship advice.
Oh, well, then we got to go to Rev. He's the king of that.
Okay.
Rev? Okay, yeah, sure.
She says, I need advice. I'm a 28-year-old female, and I have a 34-year-old boyfriend.
All right.
I do not want to waste more time if our conversations aren't connecting?
Ooh, how long have they been together, does it say?
No, that's all it says.
Oh, if they're not connecting, then, yeah, sorry. Peace out.
Wow, I'm not even sure what that means.
That's the bottom line.
You know, I'm not sure what that means because some people don't talk a lot, some people do, and a lot of times opposites attract.
Try using Bitmojis.
That's
the way to make it happen.
Dude, that's worked wonders for my marriage.
That's why I brought it up. I thought that was so
amazing.
Funny. I don't think that's not even like an age thing. I think in any, whatever your age gap is, if there's no age gap, if you guys aren't connecting in conversations, why are you staying in the relationship?
Can I just say something?
Sure.
I don't know how you're going to feel about this, Steve, but I am not sure that people today, and I will put myself in this same category because I ended up going to couples counseling. I'm not sure people are equipped to actually enter long-term relationships without some help. I mean, if they want it to work. I really don't think, I think we're just not. I think we need to sit down with people and learn about different languages and learn about all the great behavioral science advancements that a lot of us just don't know about that would give us such great insights of whether or not a person is really like the one, if you will, or if they're not. And it could be, it's just like, oh, I didn't realize we weren't speaking the same language. We're actually cooler than I thought we were. And I don't think a lot of people really get that. Where would you get that education? If you don't take a psychology course or any kind of thing like that, how would you ever know this?
I mean, I don't think it's a bad idea to go into a situation, especially if it's someone that you care about and you want to see it go long term, to have somebody that can help you kind of walk through some of that stuff. I don't think that's a bad thing. And I also think that sometimes it just takes time and experience. Like, I mean, I don't think I'd be good in a relationship 15 years ago as I am and now, you know what I mean? Or even 20 years ago, forget it. Like, I would have, you know, with age, I mean, I became less jealous. I became less this. I became less that. Whereas,
really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I just haven't been noticing.
Well, I've been more tolerable of idiot coworkers too. With
you
age,
know what? You know? I agree. I mean, we would never be able to work with Danny if you weren't the way you are today.
Never.
Yeah.
No,
yeah,
he's talking about me.
Yeah.
Totally. I mean, it's so obvious.
Yeah. Come on. I mean, yeah. Of course. Completely talking about you, Danny. I mean, I couldn't work with you either.
But if you're constantly like, you know, square pegging a round hole all the time, I mean, at some point you got to be like, either we get help together if this is something that means something to me, or you just move on and find someone that you can actually have a conversation with.
And what's her name?
I don't know. She's a texter.
Texty McGee. Okay. Yeah. So Texty, the other thing is this.
Miss Texty.
The first place to start, and this is what all of the ancient mystical studies will tell you. It also is really big in our world, too. And that is, if you are really concerned about where your life is going, then you need to start asking you some questions or find people that can ask you the right questions. Stay away from people that will give you answers. Find people that will ask you the right questions and will sit and support you. That's what counselors are really good at. They're good at asking the right questions and getting you in a place where you can be honest with yourself and really find those answers. You know, is this person compatible? You know, there's a wonderful thing about Byron Katie where she does turnarounds. One of the things you ask is, you know, are my conversations compatible? Am I actually in sync? Am I, you know, you start looking at yourself because that's the only thing you can change anyway.
And her name is Hannah.
Oh, hey, Hannah.
What's up, Hannah?
I didn't know she was calling all the way from
Barbara.
Oh, very nice. I was thinking Montana.
I was thinking Savannah.
Banana and Barbara, Savannah, and I was thinking Montana. I think Steve's answer is the best one. Hannah Barbera is calling up. Hey, ever since the Flintstones got canceled, Hannah, my life Barbera sucks, guys. Yeah. What can I do?
Hey.
Yeah, so start looking at yourself, man, and I'm telling you, it is the greatest thing ever. I had drama recently, and I thought it was somebody else's fault, but I have a practice where eventually I go, all right, let me look at me and find every way it could possibly be me, and as it turns out, it was totally me.
So if it doesn't work out,
that's right. All you got to do. That's right.
Like I said, peace out.
Somebody says, hey, Migs, I hear your band Bruiser Brody's going to be playing at the Tulalip Casino this weekend. What time? Would love to go and check you guys out from Clay in Granite Falls.
This is big doings this weekend, isn't it?
Saturday night. Tomorrow night, we're going to be playing with our friends in Superfect. It's going to be a great night to celebrate their music.
20 years.
20-year celebration of the music of Superfect. I think it's same place where we've had our listener parties, at Canoes Cabaret over at Tulalip Casino.
Oh, that's a great spot.
So, yeah, we're going to be there. I think we go on at 8, maybe right around that time, so it's not a super late night.
Hey, listen, if I get there at 8 and you're not on,
you have every right to kick me in the shin.
Oh, in the shin?
Just you.
Oh, all
no
right.
One
wow.
Knows.
All right, I like this plan.
But I got to get there super early because of load-in, but that's okay because you know what they have over at the Tulalip?
What do they got, Steve?
Buffet.
Yes!
Catch me eating crab legs.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have to
tell you. Prior to our show.
And I do believe they got a hotel now, right?
Yes.
Oh,
it's all booked, though.
There's nothing.
I already checked. And it's a pretty penny. I already checked.
Oh, dang, man.
Yeah, it says...
Things are going good for Tulalip if that hotel is booked, because it's a beautiful, beautiful facility.
Because sometimes that will determine what kind of a night, what kind of a performance I'm going to
get.
Yes. And I was like, you know what? I mean, there are nearby hotels, but I'm like, ah... You know what? I'm gonna be on the up and up and just play the show and go home.
I mean, if you don't want to be on the up and up, you could always go to hotel your friend Vicky.
That's true.
You do live 7 minutes away.
Well, you know, there's always, you never know what happens in the course of the night. Vicky might be getting a text.
It'd probably be a text. Vicky,
I'm already mad at Vicky. Her guest bedroom is now currently occupied. Now you got to stay in the kitchen.
You don't have to stay in the... I mean, that's where all the snacks are. So actually, that's not bad. I'll put out an inflatable mattress. You'll have the snacks.
Yeah.
I have a whole jar full of cookies and candy.
Listen, Vicky.
You'll be set.
Here's the thing. You got to kick your brother out. We need a place to stay, all right? Okay. Wow. Tell your brother you kick him out. We need a place to stay.
Tough news to find out on the show.
Sorry. Yeah, dear Vicky's brother. But look, what's more important? Family? No, we're the family.
Sorry, Juan Jr.
Right.
Yeah.
Yep. Sorry, Juan. That's right. Steve needs to come over. He's wasted.
Yeah, Steve's destroyed and he needs a place to crash.
I mean, if you want to cuddle with my brother, I'm sure there's plenty of space on his twin bed.
Depending on how the night goes, I'm never opposed to that.
He's got a twin bed.
He's a simple man. He's like, I don't need much.
What are you, twin bed shaming him?
Yeah,
actually I am.
That? Why?
When you're an adult, don't you get to move up in life and not do twin beds anymore? That was the first thing I did. I couldn't wait to get the hell out of my twin bed.
See, twin bed wouldn't bother me because I don't do any movement when I'm in bed. Yeah. I wake up in the same spot as opposed to my wife, who I think makes about like 70 different position changes as the night goes on.
But I'm that's sure the thing.
It's now like 170 because of the pregnancy.
Okay. The twin bed's not for sleeping. It's for having the room to bring somebody in and have a good time. You're right. I don't use much of the bed either. Mm-hmm. I probably use twin bed. But have you ever, I mean, I remember when I snuck into my wife, who was my girlfriend at the time, snuck into the woman's house that she was caring for, and all the woman had was twin beds. And it was not easy.
Yeah, but
it was not easy to get busy.
But if you're not planning on getting busy, I think a twin bed's just fine.
Ah, see,
or you get busy at her house.
That was one of my things.
Floor.
That too.
So that was never a thing of you guys to graduate from the twin bed when you were an adult. The first bed you buy was a bigger than twin bed.
The first bed I bought was a futon.
That was still it was bigger than a twin bed.
I had that futon until I bought a home. So for all the way up until I moved into a house in Linwood, so like for forever.
Ooh.
I was on that futon, and it was done deep.
I'm going to quickly change the subject, but I mean, it's on futons. But, Steve, I know that was what you did. That's what we did, because it was such a cheap way to get a bed. Is that what people are still doing, or have the Caspers of the world come out with these great economical beds that are better than futons that are still good
price? Someone says, I upgraded from a twin bed to a California King. That I have all to myself. Hell yeah, upgrade. Yeah. Cal King's where it's at.
What was your first bed, Danny?
Oh, I've always had a queen bed.
Even as a kid growing up?
Yeah, when I was like, my mom bought me a queen bed.
But you're a boy, wow. I'm not trying to queen bed shame you.
No, that's fine.
This is an honest question. So you're in a relationship
with
you and your lovely lady.
Yeah.
And you guys share a queen bed?
Yes.
Do you feel like that's a little too suffocating?
No, not at all.
Are you guys cuddlers?
Steve, you're a big man.
I am, thank you.
Okay, I wasn't talking about that part of you. Okay, Jesus. And he pointed his hands down like, you got that right, son.
I knew what he was talking about.
Jesus. Mm-hmm. You know what? I'm disturbed. Can I go talk to HR? I can't do this anymore. Good luck to you. HR knows how big a man I am, too.
Have fun explaining that situation.
Oh, yeah. Vicky, how about you?
The first one I bought with my own money, and I blame my frickin' ex-boyfriend. We go together. I pay. He's like, let's get a king bed since we're dating and we're going to be together forever.
Vicky, you and a king bed must look like.
I bought a king bed and we ended up breaking up a couple months later.
Do you still have the king bed?
I still have it because it cost me a lot of money.
Dude, I remember seeing Vicky's bed. Is it the same one you had in your house? Dude, it took up the whole room. And then you see, and I'm imagining Vicky on that bed and it's like, could you find her in the bed?
And I roll around, but I typically stay in the same spot. So I'm really just on the corner of the bed. The rest of the bed is, clothes and my iPad and snacks.
Here's what we need.
An awesome single setup.
If Vicky's going to be on a king bed, Steve, we need to put you on a twin bed.
Oh, boy.
I mean, we need to have that.
Well, I do have like an inflatable mattress that's the twin size.
That's fantastic.
All right, Rev, your first bed with your money?
It was a queen bed.
Yeah, I think it was we got a full. See, Kathy and I got a full, but then when we upgraded to the queen, and we thought that was a lot of room, but a California King guy over here, I don't know.
Well, when you're 6'3", it's so nice to not have to worry about my feet hanging over the bed.
That's a good point.
Yeah. Looking back on it, trying to find bed frames and sheets is a colossal pain in the D.
Yeah.
That and they're expensive.
Yeah, they are. That's what you get, Mr. King Size.
Sometimes I have a twin. I like having space in my room.
Yeah. Wow. But what about if somebody comes over? Maybe they don't have people get busy.
Oh, you say get on top of me.
Yeah. I mean, if you push it up against the wall, you have a little bit of help there with a wall.
Well, not that you would know that.
Well, I mean, I've slept with a dude in a twin bed. It's fine.
Really? That's a shocker.
It was weird.
Yeah, see, it's, I think you...
It's cuddly.
Right. Yeah, I couldn't wait to get out, because that was what my brother and I always had, twin beds, and I was like, man, you know, I can't wait till I got my own room and my own bed, and I'm doing it.
Hey, somebody wants to thank you for suggesting Kyle Cease's book. It was great. Learned a lot about myself. Thanks for having him on.
Yeah, it's really a fun read. I will tell you this, man, in the world of personal growth and self-help and stuff like that, you know how it is. Everybody takes themselves too seriously. Kyle, because he's a professional entertainer and a very, very funny dude, he's entered this space and he's really knocked it out of the park. He fills up arenas, well, rooms, I should say, big, big rooms. People love this dude because he talks good stuff that really can help you figure out your life, but he makes it entertaining and funny. And his book, he's got two books out, and this one here is called The Illusion of Money. Really cool documentary that goes along with it that he made that is really quite touching, as you get to see a few people, how they changed their lives by just looking at the way they looked at money. And then this guy's right. Steve, Kyle's books have been kicking my ass. I've been actually kind of going through some stuff, really processing a lot of what Kyle's writing about and what's important to me in my life. And he's a great dude, and he and I really have become good friends over the years. Check it out. Yeah, The Illusion of Money, Kyle Cease, really fun book. And he's a kid from Bothell who's been in movies and comedy, and he's done so good. We're so proud of him.
He's doing okay for himself.
Yeah, he is. So listeners on the loose, you pick the topic, you guide the show, 206-421-ROCK, text us at 77999.
Someone wants to go back to when we were talking about getting school lunch information on the news.
Yes, and this is MJ McDermott does this every day, I guess, on Q13 mornings
during
with her weather
report. Yeah.
Never knew this was a thing, and Danny said they do it in New Mexico all the time, and yeah. I guess it happens in a lot of places. I used to do it way back in the day of my radio career working at a small station in Haverhill, Massachusetts, and that was a must. It was a little AM station, and they said, listen, buddy, you have got to do the school lunch menus.
Well, they say we would listen to the radio back in the day to see if we got a school lunch or if we had to take a lunch from school. 50% of the school lunches stunk. So if you didn't pay attention, you may go hungry that day.
Oh, I didn't think about that yeah, you could make the, you know, you can make the adjustment.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm trying to think, like, what would be a bad meal for a school lunch.
Oh, God.
Brussels sprouts.
Yeah, there was plenty of them.
Brussels sprouts are getting a bum rap, man. They're delicious.
If they're cooked right. Yeah, yes. Right now, I love them. As a kid, God, no.
No, I think people have figured out how to cook them properly, and that's by putting a bunch of unhealthy stuff on them, like bacon.
Yeah, you throw bacon in there, sure.
Yep.
The one that was always really bad at my school was meatloaf, because it wasn't really meatloaf. It was more like concoction that had, like, it tasted more like bread because it was so dry.
The instant potatoes, whenever they had instant potatoes, that was horrible.
So Oh, yeah. There are times where it felt like they weren't even cooked.
Yeah. Oh,
so
gross.
What were the A-list stuff? I'd say chicken nuggets.
Hamburger day was actually pretty decent.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was good. I never had chicken nuggets in my day.
Oh, chicken nuggets were always the best. Yeah. That and also pizza.
Yep.
Pizza was good. Can't argue with that.
Yeah, even the square pizza was great.
Even if it was cold under a heat lamp for an hour.
Yeah.
It was still, and that heat lamp clearly wasn't working because it was still cold.
Yeah.
When we were in high school, it was very, very rare, but every now and then we would get calzones, and they were huge.
Wow. Calzones.
They were fantastic.
Fancy. Yeah.
And then, like, sometimes we had meatloaf too, but they made, like, bacon wrapped meatloaf sandwiches.
Damn.
I don't know what the hell Lake Stevens was doing, but they were
bacon
on point.
Wrapped anything? Really?
Yeah.
That is, see, you know, you young kids, you really, who knows what the kids are getting today?
Someone
I mean, as far as like the cool stuff.
Best school lunch, turkey gravy, mashed potatoes with a roll.
Yeah. Yeah.
I hope it wasn't instant mashed potatoes. I hope it was the real deal.
Someone also wanted to say, hey, can you guys please play that Slipknot Spice Girls remix again? That was awesome.
Yeah, we started off the day with this, and I have to tell you, it will put you in a good mood. And this might be, and Steve said this, might be the best mashup we've ever heard.
It's pretty awesome.
It's ridiculous.
It's stupid.
Somebody decided, you know what, Sulfur by Slipknot and Wannabe by the Spice Girls, they thought, wow, you know, these two actually sound a lot alike.
The only will is my own. I do whatever I want and stay alone. All my decisions make it unchangeable and hated. I'm gonna suffer for the rest of my life, but I will always find a way to
survive. I'm not a failure, but I know what it's like. I can take it or leave it or die.
Here's the best part. Amazing.
You may not have thought you needed that, but yeah, you needed that. You got it. Oh, man. All right. Well, we have a big question that needs to be answered, and we're going to put you to the task. What do Ryan Castle and Barbie have in common? You're going to find out at 9:53 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW. And now, the Ryan Castle question of the day.
What do Ryan Castle and Barbie have in common?
I project unrealistic body standards.
It's true. I see you walk around the building and go, that's not fair.
Yeah.
People expect me to look like that. I can't look.
BJ likes it when I walk away.
Yeah, I do. Yeah, I do. You keep walking away, son.
Someone says they're extremely fake and degrading to women.
Whoa. All right.
Ryan's not degrading to women.
No.
He is fake, though.
That's a little harsh, I think.
Yeah, that's very harsh, man.
Steve has played with both as...
It's okay, yes, that's fine. That's just great. Steve braids my hair.
Steve puts them both in his dream house.
So since you can brush their hair, undress them anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's true. Well, I mean, brush his beard. Yeah. I mean, you know, we can do that.
They both drive a pink Corvette.
And by the way, Ryan looks really good in that pink Corvette.
I sold a lot of Avon to get that thing.
Yeah, you did. Well, Airbnb is going hard on stunts lately, and they're hooking people up with places like the Oscar Mayer Wienermobile, the Goodyear Blimp, Jim Beam Distillery, and now here's their latest. In honor of the 60th anniversary of Barbie, yes, they're offering a chance to spend two nights at a real-life version of Barbie's Malibu Dreamhouse in California. Which, by the way, sounds pretty awesome.
Steve, let's go.
In.
All right.
Just $60 a night. That's it.
Oh, we can split that.
We'll drive down in my pink Corvette.
Perfect. I got bad news. Only one person can make a reservation there.
I'll do it.
Reservations open next Wednesday, 11 a.m. Give it a shot. Just look for Barbie Dreamhouse Airbnb.
Good luck.
And Ryan Castle. There you go. Speaking of him, he's got a 12-pack. Go Hawks, baby!
Jay and Migs, play of the day.
Jay, are you there?
I am. Just want to say you guys' show's the best. Cool Pack, all of us listen to you guys every morning.
What was the name of that place?
Cool Pack. We're a local truck driver.
Can you set up the horn?
Oh, you're such a child. Yeah!
Jay, you rock, so does Cool Pack.
Yeah.
I just scared somebody really bad. In the parking lot, he jumped about 3 feet.
Well, he was probably up to no good.
DJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. Here's another question from a listener. I have a mountain of credit card bills and consumer debt. Can I still keep my house if I file bankruptcy?
Yes, you almost always can keep your home and your house, your car in a bankruptcy. Depending on what type of bankruptcy you file, would depend on whether or not, for example, you can keep your vehicles if you have payments on them still. You can almost always keep your home if you're current on the payments on your home, even in full bankruptcy. In Chapter 13, you can also keep those items. If you're behind on your house, you could catch your house payments up in a Chapter 13, take off a second mortgage in a Chapter 13. So keeping your primary assets like a home and car is almost always possible in bankruptcy.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. And thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.